You're listening to Talk Radio X, the talk of Mulberry.
So can I get you gentlemen something more to drink? Or maybe something to nibble on? Some pizza shooters, shrimp poppers, or extreme fajitas?
It's the Lunchtime Show with Bill and Jason, live from the Mulberry Food Court.
I said lunch, that lunch!
Lunchtime Show. Hey, everybody! Lunchtime Show! On a little bit early for some reason.
Yeah, thanks, Dan.
I'm reading the chat room and they can hear us. So, hey, let's start the show early, Bill, right?
Yeah, why not?
You gotta love U Bowl.
Uva.
Do you bowl, by the way, Bill?
I do bowl.
There's no way that dude's name
bowling.
Is Uva Bowl. It's U Bowl.
He's an asshat.
And I've had people, like, correct me. It's Uwe Bowl. And that's not even right. It's Uva. Uva Bowl. Who cares?
I always thought it was Uwe Bowl, but I guess it's Uva.
Yeah, the funniest thing is it's like, that's what he's concerned about?
Yeah. Should be concerned about making his films, not going, I am the director of Dungeon Siege.
And House of Dead. I direct House of Dead. It's House of the Dead, dude. You can't even say
House
the whole name.
House of Dead.
Yeah. Christian Slater was in my movie.
Carol Reed was excellent.
She was anthropologist. Seriously, if
Bruce
you
Bruce
could...
Jones.
If you, for the rest of your life, Bill, could be a director of shitty movies, you could make a living off of it. Most people would make funnier movies, but wouldn't you still do it because it'd just be fun?
Sure.
It'd be lots of fun. I remember reading this article about, what was that movie, the one with Christian Slater and Tara Reid called?
Alone in the Dark.
Alone in the Dark. The screenwriters who wrote Alone in the Dark, and they're like, we had a great script and stuff, and then, you know, Uwe Boll was named to be the director, and the first thing he said is, I must meet with you, and we go over script, we talk about script, and he had so many, like, ridiculous... You know, like, Tara Reid's character must be anthropologist, you know. And just the little suggestions, they're like, what does this have to do with the general story?
Just, well, you know what it is he gets Tara Reid on board, and he screws her brains out, and she says, you know, I'd really like a little more depth to my role, Uva.
So he goes,
okay, I make you anthropologist.
You anthropologist.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, now, why? I can't
now
even
screw me some more.
The house. What was that movie called again? Alone in the Dark. Yeah, I can't.
Yes. And you know what? That was a classic PC game.
Yeah.
And it had absolutely nothing to do with what the movie was. It's completely different.
I direct Alone in Dark movie. No, it's Alone in the Dark. Come on, it's your movie.
I would rather be alone in the dark than watch that movie.
House of Dead. I direct House of Dead.
Like in one of those sense deprivation chambers where it's black. I would rather sit in there for
like
2 hours
altered states.
Watch that.
I would rather be in a deprivation chamber and turn into a monkey man than watch a Uwe Boll movie.
Yeah, but that's a bonus, man. Become a monkey.
And at the very end, it's like the aha video. Okay, which came first, the aha video or Altered States, Bill, when he's pounding on the walls?
Altered States.
And then, of course, no, Family Guy did it first, I believe.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, you're supposed to fall through cartons of milk.
Right. By the way, everybody, we're not in the food court this week. Bill and I thought we should have a change of pace for the lunchtime show. We're in the Starport here at the Mulberry Town Mall. That's right, the arcade. Awesome.
Love this place.
We were talking about MAME cabinets and old-style 80s coin-ops arcade games, and we decided, hey, let's do it in the arcade. I mean, seriously. Is there any...
I was playing my shittiest 5200 this morning.
You know what? Really, when you think about it, the arcade was like a major source of happiness in childhood, in my childhood. Yeah. God, I loved going to the arcade and just playing video games. It was so awesome. So much fun.
The arcade that I went to as a kid was in the mall, and right across from the arcade was this Pizza Joe's, or Joe's Pizza, and it was the best pizza ever.
Oh, man, there was this thing called Avanti's Pizza. Do you remember a game called Twin Tigers?
Should I remember it?
The Okay, it's two... Okay, picture it's a horizontal ship, the side of a ship, and you're two planes that come and bomb the ships, and you shoot other planes down, and you're trying to sink the ships in a certain amount of time. And it was a co-player game. What do you call
it? Okay.
Two people would play. And
cooperative. Co-op game.
Co-op game. And the controller was a spin knob. You would spin. That's the way you controlled your plane, and you would have bombs. Or you'd
nice.
It was so cool.
I just remember that one, Sub Rock or something, where you had the periscope and you had to shoot the stuff. That's the only one I remember like that.
Yeah, what was the... Spy Hunter was one of those games that I loved to play.
Yeah, Spy Hunter was fun.
But it, you know what I remember? I wasn't particularly good at a lot of games. All of them were really hard. You know?
They always had them cranked up to the hardest setting, so you'd pump quarters in. Like, you'd have to constantly go back to that friggin' machine with the bowl that you put the dollar or the $5 or sometimes the $20 in, and it would just spit quarters or tokens out.
Yeah, there was...
That was the worst, though, is when the place had tokens, and you get tokens back instead of quarters, and then you'd be just, like, completely shit out of luck.
Yeah.
If you put, like, a 20 in and you wanted to go get a slice of pizza, and they were like, what are these? It's like, oh, damn.
That's usually what happened. We would have putt-putt golfing games here in Texas or in California, this place called The Castle. You would play games for so long, and all of a sudden you'd realize you're fatigued. You're, like, starving. And all they have is, like, this crappy frozen pizza or something.
Oh, God, yeah. The places like that were always horrible. That would have, like, you could get the frozen pizza or the frozen onion rings and crap like that. It was always horrible. That cafeteria pizza with, like, the pizza itself was, like, 2 inches thick.
Yeah. There were different eras of video games, you know, but... I'd say when I was a little bit older, the game that I loved playing every time I went was Double Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
The original Double Dragon.
Yeah, that was fun. I always loved Streets of Rage and Double Dragon, like those side-scrolling games where you just beat the living crap out of the same guy just dressed in different clothes.
Well, do you remember there was a part...
the same guy, he'd have a red jacket, and the harder guy had a green jacket.
There was a part in Double Dragon. I mean, you could play that game... It was based on skill. You were fighting dudes. They throw dynamite. You pick it up, throw it. But there was one part in the game that had nothing to do with skill. It was just BS. And when you have to walk to the bad guy's hideout, where parts of the wall would come out and just kill you. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
You'd have to time it just right. And it would be like, what the hell? I've gotten all the way here on one quarter. Now I'm having to pump quarters in because I can't walk past this stupid wall part.
Yeah.
And you know what the secret to that game is? I could get all the way through Double Dragon doing the elbow. You just elbow everybody. You could be any bad guy, every boss, everyone with just the elbow. It was hilarious.
The one for me was Final Fight, and there was this character named Hagar. He was the mayor. and you would go through, and he'd do, like, this low punch, but the best one is he would do this spin with his arms out, right. And I'd just do that through the entire stage and knock everyone out.
They had a perfect translation of Final Fight on one of the systems, was it?
Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo?
Super Nintendo.
It wasn't Sega CD.
No, please. Sega CD, all they ever had was, like, I remember they did Sonic CD, and of course they had all those Digital Pictures games, like Night Trap, Sewer Shark, Corpse Killer. And then they released them again after the 32X came out, when you had to plug that unit into the top.
Did that thing really do anything?
And then they had 32X CDs. So they re-released Night Trap and Corpse Killer and all those, because they had a higher resolution. But it was so funny because the Sega, it was like stacking shit on top of shit. The Genesis. It was like, okay, so you have the Genesis, and then let's put the 32X on top of that. And then let's put this adapter for the Sega Master System on top of that. And let's put the Sega CD underneath that.
Yeah. It was when really it was just time to trash it and come up with a new system.
The thing that always pissed me off was, like, I loved the games like Ground Zero Texas for the Sega CD. And it was such a pain in the ass to use the controller to get that little reticle.
Oh, God, you needed a freaking light gun.
Yeah, they never released a light gun for it. It sucked.
I know. I loved Lethal Enforcers with that light gun game.
Yeah.
My sister would get disturbed because, you know, when you're in a bank and people go, help me, I would always shoot them, too. Well, stop shooting them. They're innocent people. And I'd be like, ha, 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 just shooting innocent people. That reminds me of playing Grand Theft Auto. Like, me and Steven would be playing it, and you'd have the sniper rifle, and my wife would go, so you guys stop it, and we'd be, like, picking off innocent people with the sniper rifle, just totally disturbing her.
Do you remember the original Grand Theft Autos, that was the bird's eye point of view?
Yeah, the top down.
You're just this little dude running around?
Yeah.
Those were hilarious, because they were so bad, and then they just decided to go for the Which one was the first one?
There was a top-down version, or whatever you call it.
No, I'm talking about the ones they started releasing for, like, the PlayStation 2.
Grand Theft Auto 3
was the one with Ray Liotta.
Grand Theft Auto 3 was the
To remember the story, but I guess it doesn't really matter.
I can't remember. It was so much fun, though.
Oh, yeah, it was. And then they released them all for the Xbox, and it was like night and day. Because the graphics for the PS2 were severely lacking. All the jaggies that they called them. And then they came out for the Xbox, and it was like, oh my God!
But that's the thing that's so cool. So much depth to it. Didn't you say Rockstar Games kind of like went through these trials and tribulations of making so much money so quick or something?
Yeah, they lost a lot of guys and they stuff like that. I think they had to sell the company and all that, and now they're developing the new Grand Theft Auto looks insane. Like they're saying that the size of the city is like proportional to an actual city. It's crazy.
Didn't they get in a lot of trouble for that hot coffee thing? Remember how stupid that was?
Yeah, but that was like an incomplete mod. Like it was never meant to be in the game, even though you could, you know, get it out. And it was so dumb. You know, some people are just so desperate for, you know, any sort of sexual material that they would go through the trouble
like,
of doing
man,
it.
Check it out. Awesome.
Look at that.
It was so stupid. It was just something for the political people to jump on. Say, video games are bad.
And well, plus, they just draw that attention to themselves because, like, that game Manhunt that they released, it was all about, you know, basically a stealth killing game where you would, you know, find different ways to kill people.
Yeah,
and now
I remember that. Oh, that was when it was like a reality show or something. And
Yeah, kind of like a Running Man thing.
Yeah.
And then they're releasing Manhunt 2, but it's for the Wii, so you use that wand as your weapon.
Couldn't they do a video game based on that Stone Cold Steve Austin movie?
Oh my God, what one? Which one?
That one where they're hunting him down, but he turns and he becomes the hunter instead of the prey.
You know what? There are so many of those. I can't.
I know. Iced tea. But, Bill, last night I saw the most incredible NFL football game. I was watching the Cowboys play the Bills. The Cowboys 4-0 going into the game, and then they go and Tony Romo, the quarterback, throws interception after interception after interception. And I was like, okay, it's just not going to happen, not feeling it. Tony Romo's definitely not feeling it. And there was a one point where the Bills, who hadn't, what are they, like 1-3 so far this season? They really suck this season. And and they're up, I believe it was 24-16 or something like that. And they're about to score another touchdown. In fact, they could just kick a field goal and the game will be over. The Cowboys do not have enough time to even win if they get the ball back, right? Well, possibly.
Yeah.
What does the rookie quarterback do? He throws an interception, and the Cowboys run it down, but they get tackled. So it's like, oh, my God, they have a chance. It could be if they score a touchdown, it would be 24-23. They could go for a two-point conversion, something like that. Tony Romo throws another interception, and I'm like, I like slam in the cabinet, and I was like, I can't watch this anymore, and I go in the other room. I do this a lot when a sports game pisses me off. I put it on mute, and I just sit there quietly, and I need no one else around me. So, and I'm like, I can't believe this.
You sound like a lot of fun to watch a game with.
Have you been like that, where you...
I have, yeah.
Where you get so emotional, you just gotta mute it. You can't listen to the people anymore talk about the game. Like, oh, they're playing really horrible. It's like, I know, shut up! Kind of thing. I get really pissed off. And so anyway, I'm watching it. And finally, the Cowboys, nothing happened. The Bills get the ball back, but they don't do anything. So the Cowboys get the ball back. And they get a touchdown. Holy crap, there's like 20 seconds left. Oh, man, they're going to go for a two-point conversion. If they could pull this off, they will tie the game and go into OT, right? They miss the two-point conversion. It's 24-23. Pandemonium. The Bills, they're celebrating. They've just won the Super Bowl, Bill. People are dancing. They're doing the Cabbage Patch in the stands. You see high fives. Bills are high-fiving each other. Oh, man, the game is over. It's unbelievable. They beat the Cowboys. They haven't been on Monday Night Football in like 13 years, I think they said. The Bills hadn't. So I'm like, this is horse shit. Cowboys have 20 seconds left. They're like, let's kick an onside kick and try to go for it. They do an onside kick, and it's successful. So I was like, oh, wow, this is interesting.
That's like one in a million.
I know.
Onside kicks are never successful.
Well, then Tony Romo throws a pass to T.O., like on the 20-yard line. And it seems like he catches it, right? But they review it, and they said it was a catch. So it's like, damn it. I don't know how much time's left, like 15 seconds, and finally they get close enough to kick a field goal. So the guy kicks a field goal, and they go, it's good, the Cowboys win. I was like, oh my God. And they're like, oh no, no, wait, the coach of the Bills called a timeout. Have you seen that? The latest trend in the NFL is to freeze the kicker, like, right before.
Yeah.
So they had to do over.
There's absolutely no use in doing that. In fact, I think it gives more time to the kicker to calm down.
Yeah, I mean, maybe some kickers might be like, maybe if you're a rookie, like, I don't know if I can do this again. But I would be like, oh, yeah, screw you. I'm going to kick it again. I'm going to make it through the uprights. And that's exactly what he did. But the Cowboys end up winning by 1 point. They kick the field goal. And the stun on the Buffalo Bills' faces, the fans, I've been at games before. Like, my wife and I went to a Dallas Stars playoff game last season, hockey. And
yeah,
it went into overtime, multiple overtimes. And you're just, come on. If they just get this goal, they can win the game. You know, and in hockey, in the playoffs, it just keeps going and going in overtime until somebody scores. They don't have a shootout or anything.
Which is insane to me.
But
how do people not fall asleep?
I need to ask my wife how many overtimes that went into, but finally, the other team scored, the Canucks, and it literally, when they say the air gets sucked out of the place, that's what it feels like. It's just quiet, like just a vacuum, and everyone quietly moles out. But everyone's sitting there. I remember we sat there stunned, like not saying anything, just like they lost. Yeah, I can only imagine what those Bills people who were congratulating, dumping the Gatorade on each other, like, man, where are we going to party tonight? We won! And now they've
sure
lost.
Didn't waste a lot of Gatorade for nothing.
Yeah, but that was an incredible game, and the Cowboys didn't play well, but they still won, and they're 5-0. So that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
And they're going to play...
Not a lot of teams in the NFL can say they're 5-0 right now.
Yeah, well, they're going to play one of them next week, the Patriots.
Oh, so they're going to be 5-1.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... I mean, they didn't exactly inspire me with confidence, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, but hopefully they got all the mistakes out this week, and they'll be great next week. Because they haven't played like that up until now. The only thing I can think of is they say they weren't thinking about the Bills this week. They were thinking about getting to New England.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's one game at a time, man.
Yeah, that's what you always say. We were talking about sports cliches. Throw the books out the window. Something's got to give. Etc., etc. Now, what have you been doing lately this week, Bill? It's Tuesday.
It's October 9th. I've been playing a lot of Halo 3.
Are you still playing with Brock?
Yeah, our listener Brock. I played some multiplayer deathmatch stuff with him last night.
Now, what's that like? Is it you and him versus two other people or strangers?
Well, the way I was playing, it was teams of five, and Brock and I were on the same team with three other guys, and it was team deathmatch. Basically, whoever wins in the 15-minute period is who kills the most people. You know, the team total of who kills the most.
Wow. So how'd you do?
We did pretty good. I'm not the greatest at it, but Brock kicked ass. He got like 22 people on one game. It was pretty good.
So when you're on Xbox Live, can you talk to these strangers over the headsets?
Yeah, the people on your team, yeah.
But the enemy, can they taunt you and stuff?
Yeah, it depends sometimes on what you're playing. Like, if you play individual deathmatch where it's just you against everyone else, out for yourself kind of thing, there are, you know, last night for the first time, I ran into the snot-nosed kid phenomenon where you sign on and it's just like you can hear this kid just smack-talking everyone. Like, in the room, he's like, oh, look at this name, Mulberry Bill. Nice name, douchebag. You know, it's like, and then every time he kills someone, he laughs at them and says they suck and all that. And at one point, he killed me like five times, and I didn't care about anyone else. I was just going after him.
Yeah.
I didn't care if I was killed by anyone else. I just wanted to go after this kid. Because you can't really say anything because you get. People can submit ratings, you know, like a gamer rating. There's a 5-star gamer rating. And if you get into it with somebody, they can file a complaint or give you a bad review, and it'll lower your gamer rating. So, you know, you're better off just not saying anything.
Can't you do that to him, though?
Yeah, but you know what I end up doing is I just, once I hear him, you know, talking shit, I just turn the volume on the people all the way down and might mute my microphone so I don't have to listen to it. And then I just concentrate on killing that single person as many times as I can. It's always satisfying, like, whenever you get the light sword and you just bum rush them with it. Or whenever you sneak up behind them and just kill them by knocking them in the back of the head, that's always real satisfying.
Did you ever get the kill? Did you ever get him at least once?
Oh, yeah, I got him a couple times. He was the only person I would kill.
Because you're like, leave me alone.
I probably died like 30 times in 5 minutes, but at least I killed this guy a couple times. They should have a gun in that game that sounds like that alien's gun.
Hicks, Hudson. Ooh. Yeah, I love that pulse rifle sound. You remember in Alien 3 when the pulse rifles are there at the end? It was so lame. At the end, Bishop shows up.
Yeah.
And they have pulse rifles, and he fires a pulse rifle, and it sounds like a regular gun.
Well, you know, Fincher's a genius, so you have to let him work his magic, according to...
no, seriously, I mean, it, I know it's not, Alien 3 isn't Aliens, I know that, but if you're going to have one thing, have the consistent pulse rifle sound, if anything, right? I mean, am I...
Yeah, being, Aliens 3 has rock, man.
The original rock. It has the... Oh, yeah, rock!
R-O-C.
Okay. You know what? He was a genius on that show. Do you remember they did the live episode of Rock?
Yeah, why does every show have to do a live episode?
I remember the live ER. That was like a big deal.
Oh, that was awful.
Is there a show that needs to be canceled more than ER right now?
They should really just put it out of its misery. Just take it out back, shoot it in the back of the head. No, not that Rock.
If I had an Xbox Live idea, it would be Aku Machete. You like that?
You know, I gotta think of a new Xbox Live name. Yeah. I have to, because these people taunting me like Mulberry Bill. I need something really clever.
Mulberry
like the other
Bill,
night, Brock and I were playing, and one guy's name was Nomenclature. And I was just like, oh my god.
How about Gravitas?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Gravitas. Gravitas what? It's got to be like a number or Gravitas.
Oh, Gravitas Van Hagen-Dazs. No.
Gravitas. Gravitas ass.
Uva Bowl.
Uva. Uva Bowl. I just, you know, I'm no good at coming up with names. I just, that's never been my strong suit.
I like that Mulberry Bill. Oh, Mulberry Bill, what the hell does that mean?
Mulberry Bill?
Who do you think you are?
I remember in my days of, like, hacking, being, like, a super hacker in my own mind, my handle was King Medicine.
And yeah, I remember us talking about that. That was, like, in episode 4 of Nowhere on Mulberry, you were telling us that, where we were like, what?
Yeah, and I think I got it from a Jets to Brazil song, and, I remember signing on to Xbox one time and guy going, hey, man, are you a doctor? It's like, yeah, no.
Yeah, and I later on I mentioned it that you were a hacker named King Vitamin.
King Vitamin? Yeah, I had a kick-ass cereal. I'd walk around in a robe.
Who is that dude? Is that Gary Marshall on the cover of that cereal with the crown on?
And man, that was a bad cereal,
you know,
too.
I was looking at the box office returns for this week, Bill. And
yeah.
Number one is Game Plan for the second week. And I was like, what the hell is the Game Plan?
So that's that Rock movie
I
with the kids,
on
right?
It. Yeah, I click on it, and it's The Rock.
Yeah, Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, I love how it says Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It's like, dude,
Dwayne,
just go
the
by...
Dwayne Douchebag Johnson.
Just go by Dwayne Johnson, all right?
Or DJ.
Vince McMahon Dwayne doesn't Day. Get a cut, I don't think, if he says that.
Dwayne Rock.
Haku Machete!
So, you know, that should totally be your name on Xbox Live. Haku Machete. And then a number or something. Because most of them have a number.
I guess, first I'll have to get the Xbox before I come up with a name.
True.
But what's this... Okay, what I think is funny, Bill, is the Heartbreak Kid, the new Farrelly Brothers came out.
Farrelly.
Yeah, Farrelly, Farrelly. But the Game Plan is number one. Number two is Heartbreak Kid. Number three is The Kingdom. Number four is Resident Evil.
It's nice to see The Kingdom is still hanging in there.
Then the Seeker. Which is based on some books that I've never read. I don't know. Have you ever
read
that?
Yeah, those are from the Dark is Rising series of books. I have them. I've never read them.
Well, then there's Good Luck Chuck is at number 6. So it's good that that's a flop.
That should be at number 10.
Yeah. But I
Wayne, or Dwayne, Dane Cook is an asshole.
So what is this deal? Have you seen this Warner Brothers thing where... This memo? I don't know the story at all, but somebody said that they don't make movies starring females anymore or something.
What?
I don't know. I guess I should know more about the story before I bring it up. But now
they're like suffrage. They're no longer giving the right to women to
basically like say, you know how there's been Julia Roberts movies that she's carrying the movie, she's opening it at the box office. Basically, what is misconstrued is what Warner Brothers, like, their new thing is, we don't open movies with women. It's going to be male stars because women movies don't sell or something like that.
Really?
That's what I understand.
I guess in some way that's true. Like, who the hell wants to go see Under the Tuscan Sun?
Yeah, the Tuscan Raider Sun. It's awesome. You know, I don't think I've ever tasted King Diane Bison.
Lane falls in love with a Tuscan Raider, sand person, and they ride off into the sunset on his, shit, I just forgot the name of those gigantic elephants.
You know, The Outsiders was on this week on HDNet, and Diane Lane, just gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
Just absolutely gorgeous.
She is something else. Yes, especially back then, just absolutely gorgeous. She even looked good in Hollywoodland.
Yeah, she's always looked good.
She needs to whip those mammoth chesticles out more often.
Chesticles. What was that movie where she's cheating on Richard Gere?
Unfaithful,
yeah.
I almost said Unforgiven.
Did you ever see that?
Yeah, I have. That's total chesticle action.
It's kind of a slow movie, really slow pace, but I love the part where Richard Gere confronts the guy, and he's talking to him, and he sees that she gave him a snow globe that he gave her that was really special or something.
Oh, it sounds like we're off the air. Dead air. Andy just messaged me. Dead air.
Oh, that's okay. We can still keep doing the show.
Yeah, because we'll release it for recording later, I guess.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Here we go. I'm calling back in. See what we got. All right. Hopefully we're back on the air now. Let's see what happens. And boom goes the dynamite.
No, here in about 30 seconds when the chat room hears us.
But my favorite thing about that movie is all of a sudden he hits the dude over the head and murders him and then hides his body. And then he gets away with it, pretty much.
Well, it ends on an uncertain tone.
Yeah, very ambivalent. What's going to happen? She realizes that now her husband has murdered her ex-lover. You know, such a weird-ass movie. The one thing I ask you about a movie like that is because I know that if I made a film, somebody somewhere was like, I want to make a movie. This is what it's going to be about. And they made that movie. I don't understand.
Yeah.
But
well,
I would maybe...
Some people just love to make that drama.
But I would make that same movie in space, like on a space station.
That would rock.
Kind of like High Noon in space, like Outland.
Everything should be done in space. Everything.
I really think so. You could take any plot to anything... Rocky in space, for instance.
Oh, absolutely. He could be like an intergalactic warrior.
Yeah, but instead of Apollo Creed, it's some like superpowered alien with six arms, like Goro.
Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, Dolph Lundgren with six arms.
No, doesn't he have six arms?
I will break you.
If he dies, he dies.
Good old Dolph Lundgren. Did you know he's writing and directing now? He's an auteur.
Really? Well, you know, I always knew he had it in him because there were shades of that during I Come in Peace.
Yeah, and you go in pieces. Best line ever.
With Brian Benben.
Brian Benben. What happened to that dude? Come on, dream on.
You know what? I saw him in something recently and I was like, oh, so that's why I haven't seen him.
What happened to him?
He looks horrible.
Oh, I guess he, did he go, you know, he was married to Madeline Stowe. Is he still married to her? I can understand why if he divorced her, that would be rough.
You know what? I think he is still married to her.
Oh, so.
But what's Madeline Stowe been doing?
I don't know.
I mean, really? I think she was in, the last thing I saw her in was that, We Were Soldiers.
Yeah, you're right. She had a small part, though. She has a really beautiful face.
Okay.
She does. That's all I got.
Well, I remember she was hot in Stakeout.
Yeah, I love Stakeout. Stakeout 2 with Rosie. You know, I can joke all I want.
Stakeout 2 with Rosie.
Really?
But that's I can joke so all wrong. I want, but I love Stakeout 2. Anytime
Dude,
it's on,
really?
I will watch it. It was on...
Really?
Yeah, 1 month. It was on HDNet, like, every night.
Really?
And I watched it every time. I love it.
Wow.
Just that Dreyfus Estevez camaraderie there. I love it.
I wonder what the hell's going on with the feed. Because they're saying in the chat room that they took it back all the way to King Vitamin. What the hell does that mean?
Hey, you always go back to the King Vitamin, right?
I need to minimize the chat room because they're taking my attention away.
Okay.
Hey, is that our friend Ben Folds there in the background playing in the food court?
Yes, it is. We need to get him on our MySpace as a friend. You know, we keep getting new MySpace friends, Bill, and they're different shows that I've never heard of, but I want to check them out.
One is
a sports show on Blogcast Radio, and another is a film show. We got to check these out, because obviously if they want to be our friends, maybe they've listened to us.
Yeah, we should at least give them a chance.
Definitely. That's the beauty of podcasting is this episode could be put out later on the feed where on our end everything's fine.
People can
listen to it. Yeah. I don't know why you'd want to listen to it, though. I'm sorry I'm off my game, Bill. I apologize to you.
Why is that? Why are you off your game? Did the Dallas game affect you that much?
No, that excited me. I was jumping up and down. It was like super, you know, it felt like I won the Super Bowl instead of the Buffalo Bills.
You didn't get to watch any TV last night except the game, though, right?
Right. I had my daughter dump Gatorade over my head. It was awesome.
And then she did that dance that Frodo does on Hey Gabba Gabba.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yo Gabba Gabba,
oh,
whatever.
Lift your foot. Lift your other foot. Lift your knee. Lift your other knee. Spread in a circle. Do the Puppet Master. I love that dance.
The Puppet Master.
You know why I love that dance?
I love those movies.
Oh, my God. The Puppet Master? The one, like, dude with, like, the drill?
Yeah.
What was that thing?
The Pinhead.
Oh, man. What were all of them? The Leech Woman?
I love Pinhead. Pinhead was awesome.
It's crazy. Do we have someone on the air with us, Foggy? Hello?
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 Hey, this is Heather. I can't hear the show anymore. What happened to it?
I think they're working it out. I don't know what's going on here.
I think they're having serious problems.
Here, let me try.
Antibert and Radio Dan just popped in the chat room and said they're fixing the problem.
It's
okay.
Hey, I'm glad you're listening, though, Heather. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, how are you doing? I just saw you this morning. How are you?
Me?
No, I'm acting like I'm Jason.
Oh. Jason.
Yes.
That overtime went into two overtimes.
Oh, the hockey game. Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't you feel like the wind was sucked out of your sails after that goal?
Yes.
Now, how did I react last night? How was I cussing about the Cowboys?
You were pretty over the top.
I was slamming cabinets.
Slamming cabinets.
And then, like...
Did you punch any walls?
No walls. But see, what
no
I do
walls.
Is...
Probably.
I violently threw away something in the trash and then slammed the cabinet.
Oh, well, that's satisfying.
Made me very angry.
I'm gonna throw you away!
It's like, you damn napkin! It's because of you the Cowboys are losing! How's it going? How's it going, Heather?
Oh, fine.
What point did you lose the show?
Right after you guys were talking about that movie, The Game Plan.
Oh, The Game Plan?
Wow, that long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, Andy said he's heard us talk about The Game Plan 3 times.
Nice.
Hey, it's a great movie, okay? The Rock.
be promoted, Akuma Shinte.
Actually, he's a friend of the show. We call him The Rock Dude.
Has the Kingdom done any better, or is it already out of the top five?
No, it's in the top five.
It's at number three, right?
Yeah, it has made $31 million. Yikes. Not great, but...
Yeah, but it's slow. As long as it stays, like, making decent increments, you know, it'll be fine. It'll make its money back, hopefully.
Can you hear the song that's playing in the background, Heather?
No.
Ah, too bad. The game plan has made $42 million.
That sucks.
$42
million. Why are people going to see that?
I don't know. I guess because it's safe.
It's just so good.
It's safe.
It's safe.
Well, I had somebody at work tell me that they really liked that movie Taxi with Queen Latifah and Jimmy Fallon.
Oh my god! Are you serious?
Well, someone I like, so I just said, well, you know, I think that was based on a French movie.
You know, I wanted
That's
to
all
ask.
I could say.
I wanted to ask Antebird about this. I read that Jimmy Fallon could take Conan's time slot in 2009.
That's true. Fallon talked about it on Stern not too long ago about how NBC has signed him to a contract that says it's basically a you stay with us contract. They pay him not to sign a contract anywhere else.
So
if it does happen with Conan, they'll use him.
So what is it they see? They're like, hey, Jimmy, anything you want, man, we're here for you. Anything you want to do.
It's like NBC's going down a toilet.
Yeah.
Jimmy, can you do your Boston accent for us?
Jimmy, can we get you on Bionic Woman, Bionic Wednesdays? It'd be brilliant.
Is it Jimmy Vision instead of Seinfeld Vision?
Jimmy Vision, yeah, like I'm 30 Rock. I love that, Jimmy Vision. What was that on 30 Rock? God, I can't remember. What is wrong with my brain today? It's not working.
The synapses aren't firing.
Yeah.
Maybe you need some meth.
Are you allowed to be on the phone right now, Heather?
I'm on my cell phone, but I think I need to go now.
Okay.
So, you guys have a good show. I hope I can hear the rest.
Yeah, I do too. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
I love you. Oh, she's gone.
I love how she whispers. That's hilarious.
Yeah, she's in a cubicle, so it's like
oh, Radio Dan's saying we can go long today if we want. Oh boy.
Like, dude, at one we're out of here. Are you kidding? You know what? That's what I love about we're recording on my end, so no matter what happens over the air, I don't really mind. I don't get upset over it. It's no big deal.
Yeah, they can just hear the drama of it. Like, oh, look, this must have been when they dropped out.
I mean,
okay,
it sucks.
So there's them talking about it.
Everyone in nimchat.com who's listening right now, it sucks. And I feel bad because of that, but I'm glad that they're listening. I don't know what it is. Is it on my end? Or do I keep getting... I mean, I lost... The first time they lost this, I got bumped off of the radio feed. So I had to call back, and so far we're still on there. Everything's
well,
good.
It sounded, when we first logged on to it, it sounded a little garbled for me on my end. So it might be a Skype problem. It might be their problem. Who knows?
There's one setting on here, conference call. Right now, there's over 9 million people on Skype. Is that right?
All right. Yeah.
So does that affect anything?
No. I think there's always that many people on.
That's insanity.
Is the guy with the drill, the tunneler, the puppet and puppet master?
I think so. I just remember the leech woman always creeped me out. Do you want to open the phone lines, Bill, if anybody wants to call in?
Sure.
I don't even know if anyone can hear, but 818-935-5132 if you'd like to call and talk to the Lunchtime Show. 818-935-5132, much like my wife just did. If anybody'd like to call and talk to us, if you can still hear us, I don't know. But
I'm still stuck on the puppet master.
Do
you know
the puppet master.
The puppets were people, and then they were, you know,
really
made puppets. Yeah,
Charles.
Yeah,
Band
they were actually
pictures.
Alive at some point and a person.
We need to have Charles Band on our show.
Absolutely.
Remember Doll Man with Tim Thomerson?
Oh, man.
He had that little gun, but it would blow off like a dude's arm. That was awesome.
I love any horror movie that deals with dolls in some way. Except that one that was just out long ago. What was that? Dead Silence with a puppet?
Yeah.
Like a Howdy Doody puppet?
Yeah, I didn't see that. That creeped me
out. Neither did I.
You know, the puppets didn't creep me out. That old lady, that old bag, scared the crap out of me.
She looked like the lady that was in The Frighteners. I wonder if
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was a babysitter I had when I was a kid.
Dude.
We had this babysitter when I was a kid named Lola. And she'd always say, "Don't smack."
Her name is Lola.
I think the
she
reason
was a showgirl.
I swear to God, like the reason I don't smack when I eat like that is because of that lady. She would, if you smacked, you gotta smack, Bill.
I don't think I've ever smacked when I ate.
Don't smack.
I don't have like chops like a dog where
this lady,
when I eat, I smack.
I can remember I was probably like three or four, and I remember things she told us because it scared the living crap out of me. Like, if we were bad, we would get put in a closet.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she's a good babysitter.
If you're bad, you get put in the closet.
Yeah, trapped
wow.
in a closet.
That's like, that's, wow. That's insane. How does, that's like the ultimate way of a person who doesn't want to be babysitting and finds like the easiest, most cruel way to dispose of the children.
Yeah.
Go in the closet, you little prick.
Yeah, I don't get it. And we weren't exactly bad kids, so I don't even understand.
Just, well, sometimes people just aren't, you know,
they don't
want to
babysit
deal with
children,
it.
Yeah. So I guess we're back on the air, Bill.
Okay. Terrific.
So if
people want to hear the entire show, they can go back and hear our discussion on Puppet
yeah.
Master.
Tune into our podcast. You missed our Jimmy Fallon on live interview. It's very interesting.
Yeah. He did his Boston accent.
He talked to us about his new show in 2009. He's replacing Conan.
About how he loves Antibert.
Good times, good times. Apparently no one wants to call us, Bill, so...
fuck,
work safe! Work safe!
Sorry.
You said frack 'em.
I said frack 'em. I said criff 'em. Criffin.
Hey, Bill, any new HD DVDs on the horizon coming out?
Yeah, well, I mean, HD DVDs not really, but today I went out to the Best of Buys and picked up the 28 Days and 28 Weeks Later films.
Nice.
On Blu-ray.
Oh, they're on See, Blu-ray? Doesn't that...
Yeah,
wait, why? Doesn't the first one look like crap? It's just video?
No, actually, they look pretty good.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
For what they are. I think the first one was meant to look like crap.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, why does it matter if you even watch it? Because I remember it was on HBO in HD. Didn't look that great.
Oh, really? I wish I would have caught that.
But, you know what? The DirecTV channels, I'm going to say the MPEG-4 channels on DirecTV look pretty nice.
Yeah, they're not bad.
I'm pretty happy.
They're not great, but they're not bad. They're watchable.
Yeah, a lot better than the MPEG-2.
Oh, those channels were hideous.
Yeah, like last night, the game on DirecTV on ESPN did not look good. Mm. Didn't look great.
Oh, I also picked up RoboCop. I almost forgot.
Oh, sweet.
On Blu-ray.
Oh, so well, how does it look? Have you popped it in yet?
No, I haven't even had time. I came in, and there was like 30 minutes left to sit down and talk to you and get on air. So I haven't had a chance to really do anything.
Oh, man. That's one I would love to sit down and watch.
Dead or Alive, you are coming with me.
Great movie. I love RoboCop.
I think the best part of RoboCop was whenever he shoots the guy in the crotch through the woman's dress.
Yeah.
That is, when I saw that as a kid, I was like, whoa!
I'd buy that for $1.
It was badass.
That movie is uber violent. When I first saw that, I was like shocked. It warped my brain, and I was like, I hope every movie's this violent.
Yeah. I was like, when I first saw it, I was young, man, and I was like, should I be watching this? I think I was... you know, the part where the guy falls in the toxic waste and then they plow right... Is it Clarence Vonnegut that plows right through
him? You know
what?
Paul Verhoeven desensitized me to violence.
Yeah, me too. I can credit him with warping my young mind.
Because I admit, when I first saw that, I mean, it was disgusting. It was disturbing how violent it was. But the more you watch it, I watch it like 10 times. It's like, hey, this doesn't bother me anymore. When he blows his arm off.
All I remember is that everyone drives matte black Ford Tauruses in the future.
The 6000 SUX. I'll even throw in a blah punk.
Freaking matte black Ford Taurus cop cars.
I love it. The 6000 sucks. The 6000 SUX. There's a weird sense of humor in that movie.
Well, it's in all his movies, really.
Yeah,
even the horribly supposedly dramatic one. I watched his latest film, that Black Book.
Right.
I rented it on Blu-ray. My God, there's just something so incredibly misogynistic about it. Like, he can turn a situation like a Jewish girl who is infiltrating the Nazi government, you know, and ends up just having sex with them constantly. It's just like, what is going on here? How somebody can turn the Holocaust into an erotic sex movie? I mean, that's really all it was. I mean, it wasn't... I think he was trying to go for, like, a noir or something, and it just was... Oh, God, it was awful.
Sorry, whoever's calling it won't let me answer. You're from an unknown number. Sorry.
It's probably Andy.
Yeah, it's Andy and his unknown number. The unknown number. I love, like, Starship Troopers. That's definitely a guilty pleasure. guilty pleasure. It's so cheap.
And I love the, I think that was the best scene is, was it a deleted scene where, no, it was in the movie where Denise Richards is in that see-through bra doing her hair in the mirror. And I was like, whoa, okay, this rocks.
Wait, Denise Richards back then and Denise Richards now. Ugh.
Oh, good Lord, what happened?
Train wreck.
Yeah. I remember when I saw Wild Things in the theater. That was like...
So did I.
Oh, my God. It was a guy in one of the rows. It was like, oh, man, look at those tits during that
in the
scene
theater?
With her. And, yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, it was just some, you know, the loud, obnoxious guy who just has to take everybody out of, you know, gazing at this, and he's like, I guess maybe he's so uncomfortable he has to yell something. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good movie. It really is.
It's not bad.
It's very well made. It's got a nice little twist at the end.
Yeah, it does. And then they had to go and make a second one that went straight to video, I think.
They did? I never saw it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you look on IMDb, there is a second one.
Wow.
Yep.
Good times. I wonder who that unknown person was that called, Bill. I guess they could leave a voicemail and identify themselves.
Identify yourself!
Yeah, that was one of my favorite parts of the second RoboCop was, thank you for not smoking, when he shoots the ring around the dude's head who's about to light a cigarette.
Yeah. Genius. I think the best part of 3 was the jetpack!
Kane! No, the best part about part 3 was Otomo, the ninja.
Otomo, the ninja.
When he hits him just right, and his face is, like, cracked and, like, all warped and stuff.
Yeah.
Otomo.
And how they had to live underground.
Wow.
And wasn't what the hell was that girl's name? The girl that's crossing Jordan, she was in that too, right?
Yes.
Jill Hennessy.
What? She was in that? Yeah, right. You're right.
She was the doctor that took care of the RoboCop that wasn't Peter Weller.
Oh, no. That's not Jill Hennessy.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Dude, I'm telling you, it is.
In RoboCop 3. Or
yes.
RoboCop 2.
No, RoboCop 3.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant RoboCop 2. RoboCop 2, the one that made Kane.
Yeah, no. Kane, well,
How many RoboCops are there?
there's three RoboCops.
Jill Hennessy's in RoboCop 3 is what you're saying. Okay,
yes,
I got you.
Yes. Yes. And then the chick that kisses up to the OCP guy, I don't know who she is, but yeah, she's the chick that harvested Kane's brain and put him in...
Kane! I just love the way Peter Weller says Kane. Kane!
I love whenever he... they built an attachment into him that you can put cartridges of nuke into.
Right.
Like, he makes the face, and they're like, you want some nuke? He makes that sad face, and then he put the attachment, and he slipped the cartridge in.
Hello? Is someone there? You're on the air.
Hello. Hey, brothers.
Hey, what's up? Antibird.
Hey, I was just listening to the show. Great show. I just wanted to apologize to your audience for the outage we had. We had a server crash, and it put you guys out for a little while.
Oh, okay.
That's all right. We'll release the episode. We're talking.
No problem. Them's the breaks. You know, it happens. Right?
Live radio, man.
Right. That's part of the excitement. If you guys, Radio Dan told me if you guys wanted to go long, you're more than welcome to it. We don't have a live show next.
Where's JB Morgan? What's going on here?
I don't know. Something happened with... Morgan got a job.
Oh.
Oh.
Morgan got a job on a terrestrial station.
Well,
whoa.
Is Morgan the girl?
Yeah.
Okay. She worked professionally in radio before, right?
I believe so.
Okay.
So he's like searching for another co-host or something. He's trying to regroup.
Oh, I gotcha. Did you see the story about Jimmy Fallon taking over for Conan in 2009?
I've just heard some muttering about that. I didn't read the story, though. That would really be painful.
Yeah.
he should have you on as his first guest.
Yes.
This man made me, but...
you know, I was going to ask you that, Antibert. Have you ever wanted him on your show? Just to...
Kind of
start out friendly and then turn the tables?
Confront him?
Yeah.
You bastard! Yeah, perhaps. But, you know, if he does actually get this job on the talk show, I'm going to have to quit smoking because now I'm going to have to live like another, you know, 20 years for him to be a washed-up comic.
So you can see it.
Hey, 2009's right. A ways off. Something could happen.
Yeah. Maybe people will realize how much he sucks.
Yeah. Why would NBC do that? Like, hey, whatever you want to do, Jimmy. Whatever you want to do.
I don't know. I guess the kids like the Jimmy Fallon. I don't know.
Kids like the Jimmy Fallon.
I don't know anyone who does.
You know what? I think it's about as unexplainable as the kids liking the Dane Cook.
Ugh. I so passed on Dane Cook when I had a club.
Thank
oh, really?
God for you.
That's awesome.
The internet's most famous comic.
What about Steven Wright? I love that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's great.
His girlfriend once got poison ivy in her brain, and the only way she could scratch it is to think of sandpaper. I love that joke.
Well, that's like, you know, it's like I was telling you, one of my favorite comics of all time was Mitch Hedberg. And he was like a Steven Wright, Seinfeld kind of mix, but he was even more like intellectual. Like he actually had to think about some of the stuff he would say,
right.
And then it would be funny like a minute later because you'd realize what the hell he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a box of powdered water, only I didn't know what to add to it. What is that, observational comedy, Antibert? Is that what that is?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
But that's like what Dane Cook tries to do, and Dane Cook just failed miserably.
What is the deal with Ovaltine? Why don't they just call it Round Team?
Hey, what part of the chicken is the McNugget, honey?
Somehow it's funny when Antibert says it.
Yeah.
What was good that times. Other one Steven Wright had? It's a small world, but I wouldn't want to paint it.
Yeah. My favorite one was, I had a dog. I named him Stop. Come here, Stop. Come here, Stop. That one was... I remember hearing that for the first time.
I bought a map of the world. It was actual size.
Right.
Oh, of course, I can't pull off Steven Wright. I can't do his deadpan.
My sister actually got tickets to a Steven Wright concert when he was playing Heinz Hall in Pittsburgh. Big, big joint. That's like, if you're a comedian, that's like the car, you know, the Carnegie, you know. And he was so, like, that monotonous voice, she fell asleep. she loves the guy, but she actually fell asleep during his set.
Nice.
Wow.
She woke up and people were filing out. She paid $40 to fall asleep in Heinz Hall.
Wow. Well, you know, it's not high energy stuff.
Yeah.
No.
He needs to do some jumping jacks or something on stage in the middle of his act.
He needs to break a melon like Gallagher.
Oh, God, yeah. Gallagher.
He needs to juggle with handkerchiefs like Bob Nelson.
Babushkas.
Well, that's what they call them in Pittsburgh. The Polish women would wear babushkas on their heads.
I thought babushkas were those little dolls, and you open them up, and there's a smaller one, smaller one, smaller one. What are those called? I thought those were called babushkas.
Maybe they are. I don't know. But when I was growing up, they were called, the things that they would wear on their heads were called babushkas.
Ah.
Yeah. I've heard that.
And I always thought it was Polish because it was, you know, a huge Polish group of people in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I thought it was Jewish. Who knows?
Really? who the hell knows? It could be Russian. Sounds Russian.
Well, you know what?
You know what? Hold on. I got to do something. If otherwise, you're going to get cut off the air. Hold on.
All right. Jesus.
You know what? Let me go, and you guys carry on. And
okay.
Thank you so much, and stay on as long as you want.
Well, thanks for calling in, Antebert.
All right. Thank you.
It's good talking to you.
Thank you.
Good times. Good times.
This arcade has one hell of a soundtrack. Too bad the arcade games aren't on.
Yeah. Actually, they are. They're just not really loud.
Oh.
See, you hear them?
No, I don't hear them.
Really? I guess I need to make them louder.
Yeah, I think you do.
We need to put the ambient mic closer to the arcade games, Foggy. Okay, thanks. Now, unfortunately, Bill, we're not really going to go that much longer because I have things to do, but... I do want to talk to you about what we're going to do for our big 100th episode of Nowhere in Mulberry. We're about to do episode 97 this Friday, but episode 100, what are we going to do? We got to do something special, right? Got any ideas?
I really have no idea whatsoever. Maybe we should do like, you know, we used to do, like have an actual... story that goes along with it. Maybe we'll have Vanessa back for one show.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
You know, we've done shows in space. We've done shows in the mall with zombies. I love the zombies. But, you know, you and I have talked about this, how zombies have been exploited, basically.
Yeah.
Are you even excited about this new Romero zombie movie?
No.
Diary of the Dead.
Diarrhea of the Dead.
Yeah, that's
what
it's called.
That's some stinky shit.
Diary of the Dead.
Wow, man.
Good times. You know what, Bill? We'll be more on our game tomorrow, don't you say?
Antebert wants a clip show. Oh, my God. Could you imagine going back through all 100 episodes
I would replay episode 50 was our last clip show. That's what I would do.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, if anybody
wants
to...
play that clip of Vanessa looking for chips.
Oh, God, that was awesome.
Oh, I need some chips. No, the dog.
We definitely have some best of stuff that I could throw together. Hey,
yeah,
you guys,
the TRX listeners haven't heard Vanessa.
Yeah, no, they haven't. If they go back to our feed, they would listen.
Long gone newswoman.
We'll see what we can do about that. But, Bill, if anybody wants to write us, nimpodcast@gmail.com, we're going to wrap this up. But we'll be back tomorrow at noon. Will we not, Bill?
Hopefully we won't drop out and we'll have more to talk about.
Exactly. We'll be back and we'll have lots of things to talk about here on Talk Radio X, Lunchtime Show. We'll have Eugene in the studio tomorrow.
Yeah, right. I'm blocking the door.
Yeah.
You're listening to Talk Radio X, the talk of Mulberry.